Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Some good things are happening. It took way too long to get it done, but at long last, our Congress has approved three very important free trade agreements. Agreements with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. And they will mean billions of dollars in expanded exports and thousands of jobs. Now let's move on and deal with some other issues. The hot issue right now is the obligation of the Congressional Special Committee to find $1.2 trillion of spending cuts or taxes to help with our debt problem. Well, in the first place, that isn't enough to even make a dent in our debt. And in the second place, there's a lot of doubt if they can even do that much. Agriculture's portion of this is relatively small. The House and Senate ag leaders, both parties, say they will present a detailed plan to the committee to cut $23 billion by this weekend. If their proposal is accepted and if the special committee ever gets the entire debt reduction plan completed, and if the Congress passes it, and if the president signs it, that's a lot of ifs, but that might just provide the framework for our next farm bill. Don't hold your breath. And now the last issue that I want to put on the table. Light squared versus GPS. We all know how valuable GPS is to agriculture. GPS is what makes precision farming possible. We can apply the precise amount of fertilizer on different soil types, and the same with crop protection sprays. Without GPS, we overapply, underapply, overlap, skip, and drive crooked. We don't want anything to happen to GPS. Now what about light squared? Light squared is positioned to bring wireless broadband services to 260 million people in this country. This could be a huge benefit to rural America, where many communities just don't have the kind of service to compete. The problem is that the coalition to save our GPS is telling the Federal Communications Commission that Light Squared's plan will cause massive interference with the GPS system. Now, all of this technical stuff is above my pay grade. However, we certainly don't want our GPS to be messed up. At the same time, all of rural America should have broadband access. We need more testing to sort this out. Get it done and move on. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.